This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. As well, friends, if you'd like to jump over to our YouTube page, do yourself a favor. You'll love the videos. I am confident of that. That is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E on YouTube. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show, friends, where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Again, we're seeing a whole lot of this. Interestingly enough, friends, we've been talking about an invitation that I received a couple days ago, and I've been on this rant over the last 3 days confronting what they are doing, once again, an attempt to try to justify themselves in the modern era concerning the professed church, which is a, in so many different fronts, a departure heretical church in America in so many different ways. The invitation went, and it consists of being invited to a concert, a Christian concert, a free Christian concert, they call it. Again, keep in mind it's a lack of Christianity, but they call it a Christian concert, and they're going to have the largest pillow fight in American history. That's what they're doing to allure men, rather than drive them to the cross by the use of the law, where it can do no more. They're alluring young people to actually come to the free concert and watch the world's largest pillow fight. And the first 50,000 people that are first to be there, guess what? They get a free pillow. And again, friends, you can't make up what I'm telling you right now. You really can't. Sometimes you're hoping someone said something out of turn, or they missed a step, or they misheard. But friends, I want to tell you something. This is a fact, and they're getting modern gospel, and this is the problem that we're having in this country. Well, the next day we talked about blaming, you know, God for evil is like blaming sun for the dark or for the darkness. And again, I want to take it another step, and I want to stay on that vein, because what is important for us to know is what's being taught today, again, counters Scripture in so many different ways. I want to talk about preaching so as to convert nobody. Love him or hate him, he was right. His name was is a Great Awakening preacher, Charles Finney. And he gives us, I don't know how many reasons, excuses, as to why people are not getting saved. And this is obviously facetious. It's set to show you what in fact isn't funny, but what in fact is being preached today in this country. And I want you to keep in mind before I start rocking this, friends, that the greatest advocate to the sodomite agenda, the homosexuals, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry, the greatest advocate to crime in government, and the indoctrination going into public schools today is that of the professed church. It falls to their doorstep. And rest assured, friends, judgment does begin in the house of God. We're just giving it a push here because we want to make you aware of what's going on here. The Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So what we want to do is get equipped with knowledge so we can understand the Lord in the earmarks, and not only the earmarks, but the fingerprints and the fruit of the Spirit every step of the way. So let's start rocking this again. It's preaching so as to convert nobody. Starting out with rule number one. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Let your supreme motive be to secure your own popularity. Take scripture and reverse it and say you don't want to offend anybody. Rather than leaving no offense in your ministry and giving people the whole truth and nothing but the truth. When Paul talked about giving no offense in his ministry, keep in mind he said, your blood is off of my hands. He preached the whole counsel of God. He didn't withhold anything that would convert their souls. If they were not converted at that point, when Paul said, their blood is no longer on my hands, he was saying to them, I have given you the full counsel. Now it's your choice to respond to the gospel. If you fail to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, that's your bad, no longer is it mine. Let your supreme motive be to secure your own popularity. How often do you see this? Men pleasers. Those that want to garner the approbation of men. They don't want to fall out of favor with man because they love the praise of men more than they love the praise of God. But this, again, is preaching so as to convert nobody. Let your supreme motive be to secure your own popularity. Friends, we see this across the boards in the United States of America. You know, I had an individual at one point call me up. He's a national minister, a preacher, and he had called me up and said he was going to come out to my place. And I said, well, let me do a little due diligence. So what I did is I went online and I started seeing all the warfare around him. I seen the things that his enemies had said about him. I seen how people were lying about him because I watched his videos, and then I seen what people had said about him, and I knew that they were lying about him. And I thought, well, you know what? That's one guy that's going to understand real ministry. But how often do you go online and you check out these preachers, folks, and they got this little sadistic smile on their face because they're unwilling to tell you the whole truth? In other words, they're Judases not only to you, but they're Judases to God as well by not being a faithful witness to deliver your soul. But how many times do you go online, you just punch in somebody's name, there's nothing around it? Well, let me tell you something, friends. If you don't stand for the truth, you're going to fall for the lie. The best way to gauge a man of God, the best way to gauge somebody that is doing something for the Lord, is by the things that people say about him. If he doesn't have any enemies, it means he's not doing anything, friends. And again, what we're talking about right now is preaching so as to convert nobody. Let your supreme motive be to secure your own popularity. That's right. Then, of course, your preaching will be adapted to that end and not to convert souls to Jesus Christ. That's right. You want everybody loving on you, don't you, brother? Yep. You're the worst of men. And you're a traitor to heaven. Number two, preaching so as to convert nobody. Aim at pleasing people rather than converting your hearers by the use of the law. Psalm 19:7. How prevalent is this today in America? Aim at pleasing people rather than at converting your hearers. Boy, I'll tell you what. Luke 6 comes to my mind. You know, and it talks about the false prophets. The Bible says, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. We're going to come right back. Preaching has to convert nobody.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We're talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. And it's exactly what we're hearing in this country today. Let me remind you of what the first scripture in the Satanic Bible states, okay? Just to show you that this is the preaching of the sons of Belial, lawlessness, okay? Do what you will. This is the whole of the law. In other words, do what you want to do. Really? Do what you want to do. God said, thou shalt not. And Satan says, do what you want to do. Which one's love? I can tell you. The one that loves God's government, right? Which one loves their country? The one that loves their government enough to hold it accountable to God's moral law, common law. But again, what we're talking about right now is preaching so as to convert nobody. Aim at pleasing rather than at converting your heroes. I'm sorry, your hearers, forgive me. Aim at pleasing rather than at converting your hearers. How many so-called self-proclaimed preachers out there today, friends, will not address the issues? I can name some names right now, and if I get worked up on the spirit on this, I will. I'll give you the names. I get these prophetic emails on a daily basis. And it's interesting to note that without fail, it's always talking about their building. It's always talking about their mission trips or their garden. It's a prophetic ministry. I've yet to see one time this prophetic ministry preach out against sin. If you want to know why a preacher doesn't preach out against sin, just follow him home and you'll understand why. He doesn't preach out against homosexuality, nor do 300,000 pulpits across the country. That's why you have it flourishing. That's why you're dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that means to overthrow you, because the professed church does nothing to protest. Protestant has meaning. They don't understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Not one time have I received an email from this prophetic ministry. And by the way, there's a whole handful of these guys that are emailing me. Not one time have I seen them preach out against abortion. Not one time have I seen them preach out against crime in our government. Not one time have I seen them put the mirror up to themselves and call themselves out for their sins inside of the church. Not one time. Not one time. So what I'm preaching to you today hits home. And all the well, most people in this country know what I'm telling you is exactly right on. How many times I hear from people across the country, where is a good church? Where is a good church? Where is a good church? Well, look at the apostles. Their churches were in their homes. And it's interesting, friends. I mean, you go across the country, you can just sit in on almost anybody's sermon, and that's exactly what it is, a sermon without the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. There's no Holy Ghost. The reason is, not that he's not faithful to man, he will be and is, because he's not a man that he should lie. But the fact of the matter is if the preacher isn't living what he's preaching, guess what? He's condemning himself and his congregation without an anointing, which breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10. Aim at pleasing rather than at converting your hearers. Rule, going back to rule one, let your supreme motive be to secure your own popularity. Then, of course, your preaching will be adapted to that end and not to convert the souls to Christ. Of course not. Preaching so as to convert nobody. Let them be short, occupying in the reading not to exceed from 20 to 30 minutes. I remember one time, and this has happened a couple times. When I preach, I'm done when the Holy Ghost is done. I remember we were out in Memphis one time, we preached for 5 hours. Not a person left. Because the Holy Ghost was there. He was doing his work. And they knew it. There's been times where I was in San Diego, California. Someone wanted me to talk for 45 minutes. It's like, yeah, right. I'll go about 45 minutes into it, and they'll look at me and say, okay, it's time to stop. It's time to stop. It's like, hey, dude, I didn't come all the way from Minneapolis so you can quench the spirit. We don't do that here. And then what I'll do is I'll look at the people and I'll say, would you like me to continue? Yeah, keep going, keep going, keep going. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is there. But how many times you see people, well, we'll give Bradley half an hour. We'll give Bradley an hour. Well, we're not coming then. Will you want the Lord to meet you on your timeline rather than you meeting on His? I mean, let's think about Paul who preached all night long. Yeah, we forget about that, don't we? I think about how, I even think about the likes of John Wesley, the guy that was responsible for saying that when he evangelizes, he was a prophet, he's a field prophet out of England, but he said that when he evangelizes, people either going to get angry or they're going to get saved. There's no in between. But what was interesting about him is he was ostracized from the church, and he was pushed into his call, so he was ostracized from the church to go to the fields to preach up to 1,500 people at a time. To the people that would listen. I mean, that sounds familiar because Scripture tells us that we're called to seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. And it's also interesting that Jesus said that, follow me and take up your cross. And he said, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And there's the surest sign that someone's born of the Spirit. But it's interesting how people want to put a timeline on the things of the Spirit of God. And you can't do that. And by the way, it's not scriptural. It's not scriptural in any sense of the word. Preaching so as to convert nobody, let them be short, occupying in the reading not to exceed from 20 to 30 minutes. Yep, there's the problem right there. And you know why they only want you to go for 20 to 30 minutes? Because they want you to stay long enough to get an offering, but they don't want you to stay too long where you miss the football game. Wow. Preaching so as to convert nobody. Let them your style. Let it be flowery, ornate, and quite above the comprehension of the common people. Let me tell you this. If you ever sit for a sermon or a meeting or under a speaker, and he's trying to explain to you something that you don't understand, I want you to understand that he doesn't understand why he or what he's trying to convey to you as well. We're talking right now about preaching so as to convert nobody. We're talking right now as to let your style be flowery, ornate, and quite above the comprehension of the common people. Yep, give them the impression that you're way more schooled than they are. And guess what? You see this all the time. Yep. What college did you go to? Oh, I went to this college. He's talking to his buddy. Hey, oh, yeah, man, I went over to this Bible college. And this guy over here said, yeah, I went over to that Bible college, too. Yeah, that's something else, isn't it? Then they use all these fancy words that they themselves don't understand, because if they did, they could explain it to you, but they can't. And it's interesting when people say to me, Bradley, I'm ordained three different ways. And by the way, I didn't ask for one of them. Okay? God ordains and makes men what they are, not man. But it's interesting that when people say, well, what college did you go to? I say the same ones the apostles went through. Same ones the prophets went to and through. And the teachers and the pastors and the evangelists. What college is that? The school of hard knocks. Remember King David said, I know more than the ancients because he kept his testimonies? In other words, he knew the Lord by experiencing the Lord. And he knew way more than those that just merely had a head knowledge, because those people that have a head knowledge of Scripture don't understand that God speaks to the heart, not the head. And by the way, the head follows the heart in Holy Ghost matters. Just for the record. We're talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. It's also interesting. I remember at one point, friends, just giving you first-hand experience here. I remember I was in Minneapolis and I was at a meeting. And I don't do meetings, by the way, but I was at a meeting that I was invited to because there was some hotshot evangelist from Bethel College out of Minnesota here. And I don't know what it was, but they wanted me to sit down with this guy really quick. And I remember him sitting there, and I was bored to death with him after 5 minutes. And again, nor do I have time for it. And I remember him sharing with us that out of all the colleges that he knows of, not a one of them, he said, not a one of the colleges that I know of actually does evangelism. These are Christian colleges. No, friends, they are a lack of Christian. They are a lack of having Christ in their colleges. Let me say it that way. And this is just all case in point as to what we're dealing with in this country. Preaching so as to convert nobody. Be sparing of thought, lest your sermon contains truth enough to convert a soul. Yeah, yeah. That's a rule of thumb with preachers that are born of the Spirit, friends, not to talk of those things that they've not experienced. As a matter of fact, Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought within me. But how many times do you get these self-professed hirelings and whores talking about issues that they have no experience whatsoever in dealing? But yet they want to tell you how something else works. See it all the time, friends. We're talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. We're going to continue down this train of thought as we do this exposition.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have us as the number two radio show right now out of 82 radio show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks on over 100 outlets across the United States of America into 53 countries worldwide. I want to highlight something. We have been talking about preaching as to convert nobody, but I do want you to understand on sonsoflibertymedia.com we have Andrew Cuomo's fatwa against the NRA and gun owners like you. You do know and understand that your representatives are the ones that are attempting to disarm you. It's either you remove them lawfully, Article 2, Section 4, else you are going to be disarmed. There's no in-between nights for those that are sitting there waiting for someone else to do for them what God commanded you to do. I want to tell you something. You're the reason we're in trouble today. Let's not be a part of the problem. Let's be a part of the answer. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Jihad Debbie. Wasserman Schultz claims NRA just shy of a terrorist organization. I want you also to remember that Oxford's English Dictionary, the old Oxford's English Dictionary, their original definition of terrorism was government by intimidation. You do need to understand that. It's your government attacking you, America. It's not a foreign enemy. It's foreign to who we are, but it's coming from those that you would call representatives in the United States of America. Again, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about preaching so as to convert nobody, this all spawned off of a conversation that we've been having over the last 3 days through an invitation that was given to me concerning a concert in Minneapolis. And it was sold to the young people as to come to the... I mean, you want to talk about switching bait? That's exactly what they're doing. You want to talk about modern gospel? It doesn't get any more modern than this, friends. The gospel has been completely bleeded out completely in every sense of the word. But they're alluring young people by... partaking with the largest pillow fight in American history. And the first 50,000 young people get a free pillow. And then they're going to have a preacher stand up and give them an emotional, unscriptural gospel call is what they'll do. It's what they always do. We were watching Samson. And it's interesting, folks, whenever we see anything to do with the modern-day church in film or in music, it's just we're totally turned off. You want to know why? If you're turned off, because it's as if the Lord, when he said in Revelation 3, he said that I'd rather have you hot or I'd have you cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And you're getting discernment there to understand that they're a reproach to even that of Christ in so many different ways. And we need to awake to what the scriptures say, not what modern man wants you to think it says. And then yesterday we were talking about blaming God for evils, like blaming the sun for darkness. And now we're talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. Let's go to the next one. Lest your sermon should make a saving impression, announce no distinct propositions or heads that will be remembered to disturb the consciences of your hearers. You know, it's interesting because Scripture tells us that you're to openly rebuke them that are in sin, that others also may fear. That is in the New Testament. As a matter of fact, when you look to the Torah, the law, the five books of Moses, means to point your finger. I didn't see Jesus, I didn't see the prophets taking a brush and giving a broad stroke and just talking about they all the time. Nope, they pointed their fingers at the responsible parties. Reminds me of Nathan. After David had did what he shouldn't have done with Bathsheba, Nathan came in and said, "You are the man." That's exactly what a preacher's to do. You are the man. I'm not talking to the person behind you. I'm not talking to the person in front of you. I'm not talking to the person to the left of you or to the right of you. But you see this talk all day long in the professed church. Just general points. Don't want to get anybody too mad at me, because if I do, they might get saved. I remember one particular case where there was a kid at a youth group. This was 15 years ago, maybe even a little bit longer. And it's right when I first got saved. I was probably 2-3 years old in the Lord. And I remember this kid came in, and he was in trouble because he was at a high school. And he just took a shovel, and he beat this kid in the head with the shovel. And everybody in the church youth group always looked at this kid as a troublemaker. But I also understood that we're not to view men, we're not to look at man the way that man looketh at man. We're to look at their heart by the Spirit of God. Remember Samuel got rebuked for that when he looked at all of the brothers of David? And then here comes David. Yep. Well, what's interesting about this kid is he came in, the youth pastor thought he was going to put his foot down. It was the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my life. This kid that was a troublemaker came inside and just worked this guy, this youth pastor, to no end. They're pros at it. You don't know why? Soft judges produce hardened criminals. The older generation doesn't mean what they say. They don't draw the lines in love with their kids in the younger generation. That's why they're lawless and out of hand today. It's only been a lip service of love, not an action of love. You know, it's interesting too, friends, and I say this wherever I go. Can somebody show me where Jesus ever said at any time to any of his apostles, toward to anybody, that he loved them? No. He never said it out of his mouth, not once. You can't find it in the scriptures. You can't find it in the Old Testament. The only thing you can find is that God loved Jacob and hated Esau. And it's also interesting to note that Jesus always showed people how much that he loved them by what he did. That's why at the end of the show I say 1 John 3:18, deeds not words, said George Washington. Of course he coined that from Scripture. But we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, it says, but by deed and truth. Love is always a demonstration. When we look at John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It was a demonstration. And see, I am, and the up-and-coming generation is used to, everybody telling them how much they love them, yet they don't see any action behind it. Therefore, what's MIA, missing in action, is real love, because the heart is not into it. Because the action is not into it, which speaks louder than that of words. Isn't that interesting? Back to this kid in the youth pastor's office. I looked at him. He started laughing at the youth pastor. What made me mad about it is the fact that he just worked the youth pastor. I didn't so much mind that because I knew he was going to do that anyways. But what I was angry about is the fact that he about killed this kid at a public school and he thought it was funny. So I followed him out. And I got up into his face because I loved. And I said, can you tell me what's so funny about the fact that you may have hurt this kid to the point where he may not be normal again? And I stayed on him like white on rice, like gum on his shoe. And I stayed in his face until he broke. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. You know how many times, friends, when the Holy Ghost is working to bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, how many people will get up and walk out not understanding the Holy Ghost is at work to convert them to the Christ, to break the hardness of their sinful heart, to give them a heart of flesh that they might know me, saith the Lord. Ezekiel 36, Ezekiel 37, read them after, and by the way, in context. But I stayed on that kid, and it was reported to me, that kid became one of the most loyal to the things of Christ in that youth group. Because he finally seen somebody love them enough to stay on him, to correct him. To correct him. You know, the Bible says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Drive it far from him. Now, you know what they do now with kids? Oh, give them a time out. Give them a time out? What are you talking about? Oh, don't drive it far from him, man. The state will get involved. Oh, really? Now the state has kids, huh? I didn't know that they had kids. Whoa. You know, it also tells us, let me tell you, to those that have taken on that mentality, to he who withholds the rod hates his son. So which one's love? Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Chasten means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. Where is the love? Wow. Well, we're talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. And that's the kind of love this up-and-coming generation is used to. And I'm sick and tired of it. Let me give you another analogy. I remember a testimonial. I remember I was a part of a church when I first got saved. That was the trophy because I just came out of the rock and roll world. I was the only guy in there that had hair all the way back down to his backside. But what they didn't know, those people in the church, is I was sincerely being broken at home. Oh, for months. For months. And so I'm still going through it. And it's the best place in the world to be. Because if you ever get to the point where you're not teachable, you may as well just kiss yourself goodbye and your soul. But it was interesting that when I was in this church, there was probably 400 people at this church. Every one of them got to the point where they knew me enough to say, Bradley, we love you. It was really weird to me. Really weird. And then every once in a while they'd give you a hug, and it's like, dude, get your hands off me. That ain't flying here. And then I read in the Word of God a holy kiss. It's like, okay, I'm missing something, man. We got to get this right. So hugs were okay with me. A hug. I'll tell you the rest of the story right when I come back on the other side of this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. And I was just giving you a testimonial of when I first got saved. There was about 400 people at this church, and it got to the point where everybody was talking their smack. In other words, Bradley, we love you, man. Love you, man. See you later, dude. Love you. That kind of stuff. And I'm just thinking, boy, there's a lot of love going on in this place, isn't there? And then it got to the point where I needed to move a couple couches and a bed. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. So I started going to ask a couple of those people that loved me so much if they could possibly help me move a couple couches and a bed. And, of course, their love went no further than their lips. See, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. I seen what real love wasn't during that time. And, you know, what was cool about it is I had more than enough youth group members that wanted to help me move, but I couldn't get any of these guys that had a truck to help me move. See, that's their love. Oh, wow. It's a lack of. And one of the things that we do around this house is, hey, love you with my heart. That means I love you by what I do here. 1 John 3:18. I'm going to go around tossing love around like it's just, you know, no big thing. I mean, you want to see real love, look at the cross of Calvary. Look to Golgotha. Look to Christ crucified. My goodness, friends, there's no greater love than a man laid down his life for his brethren. John 15:13, and there it is. You know, one time, this is when my little boy was probably three years old. And I was driving down up. It was kind of like the roads that go around the lake, like a service road. And interestingly enough, my little boy was sitting on my right knee, and all of a sudden I felt my leg get a little wet. And I'm thinking, okay, this girl driving at this point is going to understand that I wasn't the one that peed my pants. It was my little boy that peed his pants on my leg. And, of course, I was having fun with it, but what we did is we pulled over so I could change his diaper. And right when we pulled over, I said, now, I set him down, I call him Bose, and I set him down on the side of the road, and I said, now you sit there and just wait for me so I can get out of the car. So I set him outside, and then it was my turn to get out. And my little boy disobeyed me that day, and what he did is he ran behind the car, right into the middle of the road, right into the middle of the road where a van just about took him out. 2 seconds, 2 inches later, he would have killed my little boy, no doubt about it, or severely hurt him. I went over and I picked up my little boy and I spanked his butt really hard. Did I spank his butt really hard because I hated him or because I loved him? And when I picked him up and spanked his butt, I told him, I said, don't you ever do that again. Hey, folks, I only have one Bose. That was his name. That is his name. I only have one kid there. Don't want to lose you, so you're going to understand what daddy means when he says no, right? Read Hebrews 12, America. God is a faithful God. He's faithful to chastise his children. If you go without chastisements, the Bible says you're a bastard, not a son. And why does he chastise us? That we might be profiteers of his holiness. He's teaching us. He's educating us for the skies. Come on. This is real love. I had another friend that was, speaking of real love, I remember he was a kid that helped his farmer locally for years, and he said this guy was just harsh. He didn't tolerate any excuses. He didn't tolerate any disobedience whatsoever. And he said, Bradley, one day I had to know why, and I seen his wife out in the yard of this farm. And he wanted to know why this guy was so harsh. And he asked the man's wife, why is it that he's so hard like that? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And he was told by this woman, my husband is that way because he lost so many men in Vietnam because they didn't listen to him. You know, if you've ever watched Band of Brothers, met many of those guys, friends with two or three of those guys with the ministry. Many of them are passing away now. But it was interesting during that documentary, Band of Brothers, that HBO put out, Dick Winters said, if I'd have been harder on the men, I would have brought more men home. Let me liken this to today's love in contrast. I was working with a guy last year, and I'm telling you what, this guy offered the world, but he did nothing as far as filling the basket full of fruit. That's all he did was talk. And I'm not one to put up with people's excuses at all. I don't have time for it. I just don't. Especially when you're paying someone that's supposed to be doing a job. And I remember just slowly questioning him more and more as to why the basket wasn't being filled up. Why is it that you're not producing more fruit than this? And it just got to the point where I'd have to say, see you later, dude. Go find a different job. And I remember talking to one of his friends, and he called me up and he said, you know, Bradley, you just got to loosen the screw a little bit with this guy. And then I ended up talking to the guy that I got rid of, and we brought him back on again. And I loosened the screw just a little bit. And you know what? That was the worst mistake I ever made. We had a friend named Lowell Lundstrom, who's now passed away, a preacher out in Minneapolis, who said, be quick to fire and slow to hire. He's exactly right. Tolerate nothing when it comes to those that work for you. Because the more, that old saying, you give them an inch, they'll take you a mile. They do every single time, almost without fail. And I put in the word almost just for a little mercy. But just think about what Dick Winter said. If I'd have been harder on the men, I'd have brought more men home. See, that is so contrary to what we see today. We're hard on the people that we love the most. And we shouldn't be a respecter of persons because our Father isn't. Right, friends? That's right. Well, Bradley, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. Yep, I know that too, right? Yeah. They didn't sit there for days and figure out how the right way is to say what I knew I should have said in the first place. And it's interesting because people have now conditioned you to correct them the way they want to be corrected rather than the way that they should be corrected. You know, the Lord said, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that will break the rock in pieces?" Well, you give that to people, guess what? Oh, they're offended. You're judgmental. Oh, you're this. You're a legalist. You're this, that, and the other. Yeah. Heard it all. Really, what you're doing is trying to deflect your responsibility before God, and it's not going to work. And I'm just loving on you enough to tell you that either you do repent before a just and a holy God, or else you're going to meet Him not on good terms. Hebrews 9:27. Talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. Make no distinct points. And take no disturbing issues with the consciences of your hearers, lest they remember these issues and become alarmed about their souls. Just talked about that one. Preaching so as to convert nobody. Some of them are just so blatantly obvious. Denounce sin in the abstract, but make no allusion to the sins of your present audience. Exactly. Just generalize it. Don't point the finger. Don't hold anybody accountable. I was a hard-headed little punk. Fatherless, was a welfare kid for a while. My mom was a workaholic. My dad was MIA. And I remember I got into a little trouble because I had a friend that liked to drink. I never got into that, by the way. But I had a friend that liked to drink. An acquaintance, let's put it that way. And hanging out with him got me thrown in detox when I was like 14 years old. And I remember going into detox, and I sat there, and I knew I had to stay there for the weekend. I that was just a given. And I remember this counselor, and I remember when he sat down, and I had to sit down and listen to his questions. And the first thing he said to me, he goes, "You just think you're a real hard guy, don't you?" And I was 14 years old, just a skinny rack of bones getting tall. Lanky. And I looked at him and I said, "Yeah." I said, "As a matter of fact, if you know," I basically threatened him, "I'll jump over the top of this desk and I'll deal with you too." The guy would have broke me in half. I was obviously looking for someone that loved me enough to tell me the truth, and guess what? I got it. Matter of fact, if I ever met this guy today, I would give him a big whopping hug and say, "You know what, dude? You're one of the only ones that ever loved me enough to tell me the truth. And I have never forgotten about you." Hey, folks, that's the Spirit of God that does that business. And if we're partakers of the divine nature, we should be yielding ourselves to Him so He can speak to others. So it's burned into their hearts and their souls as well. Love you. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.